This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. Very, very excited to be on with you. And Prophecy Now listeners, love you guys. Do not try to forget you. Love you very much. I'm very, very excited to be on with you. Now, before I give you any announcements, I just want to mention the last word I released was in two parts because my video was having issues. And so I ended up having to record it in two parts. And it was not a YouTube thing. I know a couple of you emailed me and you're like, think YouTube's trying to censor you. They've had done that actually. And I've been kicked off for 30 days for telling a prophetic dream that they didn't like. And so, so it has happened, but it was a video error in the recording, not YouTube. So watch part two, guys. You need to watch part two. And not everybody's a huge fan. I could have been like, think of a really cool name, not It's Time to Die. And then people will watch and be more likely to watch. But I chose to just call it what it is, what the message is. You know, I almost called it Will You Die Already? Because, you know, I could have called it that. And so the question is, God is asking, will you die already? Go watch both parts. If you're already watching this word and you have not watched part two, It's Time to Die, you need to watch that word. Because everything that God's speaking in the times and seasons lines up with each other. Like there's, sometimes he gives me random words that might not seem like they connect, and they might be about you conquering fear or breaking the spirit of sabotage or whatever, but it's all things that are connected to the preparation of the body of Christ or his bride, if you want to call it, for the end times, guys, because that's what he's doing. And so everything that I release is connected to each other. And so keep up with them in order to the best you can. Listen to them on the way to work. Listen to them on the way home from work. But do what you have to do to fully get through them and receive the entire word. Now, if you've seen me release some of the shorter versions, it's because I've had my staff release, go through some of the older words that I released a while ago, maybe even a couple of years. But they're relevant now. And so I've had people contact me and they're like, you know, this, and this, but you were already saying it like 2 years ago. You're hearing everything ahead. No, it's just, I don't know if I'm hearing everything ahead. I'll just tell you that he'll tell me things and I sit on them until it's time. And then some things I release right away and then they happen in 2 years. Or something like that, or 3 years down the road. And so people, there's things happening that are relative or connected to times and seasons of words I released a couple years ago. So we're taking just the word out of each of them, and I'm just having them posted. Once again, not a YouTube thing, cutting me off, because you guys are used to me being way longer winded than like 3 or 5 minutes. And so, those short videos could probably be a shock. You're like, where's the rest of it? Where is it? Okay. And so it's there. If you look in the description of each of those short words, you will see it says the link to the full word and the original date it was released. And so go back and watch the whole word. If you missed it, if you've only been following me for a short time, go back and find it. Okay, Unshakable Bride Conference, October 26th here in the Orlando area. We are looking for a venue, and we're hoping to have one set in stone by tomorrow afternoon. Just so you guys know, people don't get back with you, or they take weeks. because they only want to do everything by email and nobody answers their emails. I'm a get her done kind of person, so I ain't waiting around for no email. We're going to drive down there. We're going to call. We're going to talk to a human and we're going to make stuff happen. I'm not a fan of just being like, well, nobody's emailing me back. Okay, I'm driving down there. I'm walking through the door. I'm going to talk to a human. I'm like, this is what I do, you guys. I will do it if I have to. And so I'm not opposed to doing that. And but there was this really cool place called the Wedding Barn. Of course, they use it for weddings, guys, obviously. But it was really a really cool barn. And I was like, how prophetic is that? It was not available. Only we need it for 2 days because we're going to do the graduation the first day, which is not open to the public. The second day is the conference. And it was only available one of the days. And so I was like, eh. But it would be really cool, I thought, and prophetic to do the Unshakable Bride Conference in the wedding barn, you guys. Anyway, that didn't happen. Maybe we'll find another wedding barn. We're going to search high and low tomorrow for a really cool prophetic place to have it. We'll see if it happens or if it just ends up being at an Embassy Suites. I do not know. But we did try for the cool wedding barn, but it didn't happen. So, but October 26th, the services are at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. in the Orlando area. We're trying to keep it in the Apopka, Ocoee, Winter Garden area. So if you want more of a nailed down space, you want to be within at least 30 minutes of the venue, you want to kind of stay to that side. That's what we're going to try to do. Or it could be right on the edge of Orlando where Apopka and Orlando meet. It could be right there too. And so, we'll keep you posted. And so, but, it's a free event, you guys. We're not charging. I have all the students from the School of Ministry and the mentorship are coming in from all over because they're going to be graduating to their next level or whatever they're doing, and they're bringing their families. And so pretty much half the seats. Okay. So I don't know how many seats we're going to have. Get on and register. It's free, but you still should register to guarantee a seat because all the students, the mentorship, their families are coming. And so, you know, 100 seats are gone easily. And now we've already had people registering every day. And so get your seat. And so if we have a better count, we'll make sure we can get more seats or have them stacked in the back just in case. But we need to have a big enough venue to fit everybody. And, you know, we probably have over 100 seats gone already, you guys. So get with it if you're going to register. Go to our website, spiritmove.global. The info is down below. Now, number three, housekeeping. I've gotten a lot of emails wanting to know what am I doing with my sons and our family right now, the books I'm taking them through, this time that I'm pouring into them. The Lord told me the beginning of July, and we started it before we went to Africa, and he just basically told me, Liberty, we have to be ready for new beginnings and the shaking. So that means when the reckoning and the recompense comes against our enemies, it's going to be hard to watch. We have to guard our hearts. Things are hurtful. And as you know, this week, there's been new stuff exposed every week, you guys. Pray for their families. Pray for the ministries. Pray for the people involved. It's very hurtful. And we all have to guard our hearts. And some of the stuff breaks our heart. And then some of it is going to be close to home, guys. But as I explained to my sons, even good things, beautiful things, we still have to be prepared for because we don't want to come into anything new with baggage. We don't want to come into anything new with preconceived ideas or old hurts or old issues or whatever, old ways of thinking. And so this is for the new things that are going to be amazing. And it's for the things that we're watching that we don't really want to see. for hearts to be prepared. And so down below in this video in the description is a list of the books that I'm taking them through. Okay. So if you would like to get the books, so then, because we've had a lot of emails, we don't mind replying to you, but down below in the description is, you know, all the books. So just look at them below and you'll have all the info you need. Okay. So, I think that's it for that. So this word is going to be the next word in the transition of times and seasons and what God is speaking right now. And he gave me this word, a couple of weeks ago. And first and foremost, they're always for me, guys. I take every word to heart. I'm not above, needing to receive it. Repenting if I need to repent, or allowing God to bring healing to me in an area or whatever. But I do not release, just so you know, I don't release according to what is personally going on in my life, or what I see happening in the media, or I see happening in people's lives that are getting exposed and they're being removed from ministries or whatever. I speak what he tells me, and it's the word for the hour. And there's no hidden agenda. There's nothing in it. I literally, he gives me a word. I sit on it until he gives me permission to release it or tells me it's time. And so I'm here to release this word he gave me 2 weeks ago. And I'm probably going to call it, you already know the name. Will you pick up the mantle? Will you receive the double mantle? And so that's what it is probably going to be on the thumbnail. So the Lord kept speaking to me. I was in my early prayer time, and he kept speaking to me to read 2 Kings chapter 2. He kept showing me that, you know, like a banner. And I was like, okay. So I sat down and I read it, and he highlighted the verses where Elijah gives his, or releases the mantle to Elisha. And so basically, as I was reading through it, let me read the first, there's several verses I'm going to talk about, but the first verse, and just so you know, we have to be willing to receive. We also have to be prepared to receive. And this is everything God's been taking us through with everything that's happening all year. And I'm not the only prophet that's been releasing the words to prepare you for serious transition and new beginnings. But there usually is a pruning and a leaving behind of some things, not just physical, but your mindsets, old operating systems. And I'm going to go into all that. But this is everything he's been speaking all year, guys. And like I said, it's probably going to end up being a book. I'm probably going to make it a book, is my guess. But I don't know. I probably will make it a book. And so, because it's too good a stuff. And everybody needs it. They need to read it. It needs to be in their hands. And it's just too good of stuff. And so basically, first he highlighted this verse to me. 2 Kings 2:9 says, "As so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?' Elisha said, 'Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.'" Amen. What a huge, beautiful thing to ask for. Oh man, I don't just want your mantle. I want double. Give me double, Jesus. And as you know, we've been in a season of God saying, double for your trouble. I received that word. And several other prophets have released similar words. Double for your trouble, 7 times return, and then double that. That's what God told me. And I declare that I shall recover all. And so we want to do that, guys. We want to declare it, and we want to believe it and pray it in, and give voice activation to it, because we actually have to do that. And there's some people that, you know, well, you guys are just weird and prophetic. No. And I'm going to get into that too. There's some things he requires us to do. Prophets in the Bible did all kinds of weird things. And if we're not open, and I'm going to get into that, I'm going to get ahead of myself. If we're not open we miss out on all kinds of cool things that is provided to us from the heavenly realms because of religion or because of old ways of thinking, old operating systems, old mantles. So, this is what the Lord spoke to me as I read this scripture, and he was basically talking to me about, you know, this physical picture, okay, for us now, today, in our life. The Lord said, Elijah ascends. We must get rid of old mantles. So Elijah ascends. This is big, you guys. Hear the words, okay? He ascends. His mantle drops. And, you know, we all know Elisha picks it up. He throws it on and he gets a double portion. And so, but the Lord said, we must get rid of the old mantles. You guys, you're like, maybe you're like, I don't got no mantle. Yeah, you do. It comes in many forms. This mantle is just a picture, you guys, a representation. And this is why you have to listen to the whole word when I release a word. Because you don't get the whole message, okay? Because everything I say the entire time is important. Everything that Jesus needs you to understand. And I'm going to go kind of deep with this word because I feel like it's necessary. So just be ready to dive in because we're going all the way in, okay? So something had to die. He dropped the mantle. Elijah, yes, he didn't die, but he was taken to heaven, okay? He had to leave. The mantle had to drop. It had to be let go of. Then that mantle was able to be taken and placed on Elisha and then become double. Let it blow your mind. And literally the Lord said to me, something must die to receive the double portion new mantle. Elijah had to ascend to release the mantle, and Elisha had to receive the mantle, his mantle as a double portion. We must let go of the old mantles to become the new and carry the new and receive the new. Okay? He's not giving us, it's just like the verse about the wineskin. He's not putting new wine in old wineskin. And so he basically said to me, Liberty, all my people, and it's for me first, guys, you got to get rid of any, you've got to die to the first mantle. And then it becomes a double portion. But see, everybody wants the double for your trouble. Here's the thing. You got to ascend. Hear me. Hear what the Lord is saying, guys. We have to ascend. When you ascend and you go higher, stuff has to go. And I released a word about that probably at the beginning of the year. I don't know. But I had the dream about ascending and then descending deep into the water. And when you ascend and you keep going to higher levels in the Lord, it can feel scary, guys. You're going to face giants and demons that you've never faced before. Because the higher you go, the more the devil shows up. New level, new devil. But the reality is I'm losing my car again. The reality is you're supposed to be at a different level of unshakability, an unshakable bride. So then you go to the next level, the devil goes to the next level, but you become even more unshakable because things have had to be removed off of you. You've had to let them go. You've had to close those old doors to get into the new door. That new door stays shut until you deal with the stuff that's behind the last door that God's trying to close. And sometimes he just needs us to shut it. Shut up the devil and move forward in victory and power and of the Holy Spirit and our authority. Move through the new door. The door's not going to open. We're not taking no baggage with us, guys. You know, you ain't going through with a bunch of luggage from your past. It's not happening. And so the Lord basically said, Liberty, this is a spiritual picture of what I'm doing with my people. I want to give them double. I want to give them new mantles. I want to give them this awesome new thing to pick up and throw on, like he threw on the mantle of Elijah, of Elijah. And I know it's confusing, guys, but they are spelt differently. But he picked it up and threw it on. And the Lord said, Elijah had to drop it first. And he had to basically die or ascend, which is the same thing. I'm just telling you. You cannot ascend without losing you, the flesh you, the religious you, the Jezebel you, the Absalom you, the deceived you, the fearful you, the rejected you, whatever it is, that's got to go so that you can then now receive a new mantle and a double portion. And so what he was basically telling me was, Liberty, people don't want to let go of the old mantle. They don't want to die to pick up the double. And he said, I need my people to understand they have to be willing to die and let go of the old mantle to pick up the new, because it's going to have double the anointing, the new thing. And I don't know what that is for you guys, but what it is going to be double, but you have to make room for the double. We have to make room, guys. We have to be obedient. He tells us things to do. We have to follow those steps and obey them. And we have to do what he's told us to do to prepare for the double. And a lot of times it means dying to you, getting rid of your old ways of thinking. And see, you'll have people, I've been saved for 40 years. Cool. But do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? It's amazing that you have been saved for 40 years. But are you living saved? Are you sanctified? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If you have not changed one mindset and you're not any different from your early years of salvation, then that means no, you have not grown. You have not grown out of religion, deception, Jezebel, Absalom, whatever, rejection. And so we're supposed to be always growing, always ascending, always being sanctified, you guys. And if you don't make room, you guys, I told you I'm going deep today. I usually go pretty deep with you guys, but I'm seriously like, okay, I hope you can track with me. You have to be open to all the ways that God speaks. You have to be open to all the ways. Oh, I like my hair, guys. I'm having a girl moment. Okay. You have to be willing for the open things. You guys, if we're not open, then we miss out on all kinds of cool things that heaven's doing. And so, for example, there's people that are offended with me because I talk about angels. Or I talk about dreams and visions. They've decided that, you know, there's nothing solid in that. I'm giving words to it. I'm just saying, I've been doing this for years, guys, and I've heard it all. You talk about the glory and his presence and all the things that happen in his presence, miracles, signs, wonders, all the things. And there's people that don't want to hear it. There's people that get offended by it. And the reason they do is because their mind and their heart is not open to God. They're full of religion. They already think they've arrived. Lord, man, I can feel the glory. Lord, that we would never let ourselves think that we arrived. What a wretched way to live, guys. We have never arrived. You have not arrived. You still need to be told a thing or two. You still need the rod. Jesus disciplines those he loves. You still need to change. You still need to repent. You still need to whatever, be cleansed, be sanctified. This is a daily walk that we're in. only Jesus is perfect. And so, but if we will not allow anything new, so the new mantle could be for you, the new operating system, that prophetic word I released. It could be a new way of thinking, a transformed mind. It could be physically doing things that God's told you to do, getting out of debt, doing different things to get ready for something that's a new beginning that you know is coming and you're getting ready for it. It could be whatever he's told you to do. And so the thing is if we keep thinking, living, and acting on all the old mantles, what I would call, and you know, we refer to a mantle as an anointing, a call, what God's placed upon you. Yes. But I'm going much deeper than that, guys. We can, the mantle that Elijah dropped can represent old operating system, old ways of thinking, ways that you operated in Egypt. God needs us out of Egypt. He needs to take Egypt out of us. And he needs us out of Egypt. And so when he's taking us through all those processes, we cannot grow and go and ascend and go through those open doors if we're not willing to drop the old to pick up the new. Because God is not going to give us a double portion on an old thing. If he don't like it, it needs to go. If that way of thinking is not pleasing to him, it needs to go. And so basically, if you decide this is how it is, and I ain't budging for 40 years, that's religion, you're not open to hearing anything the Holy Spirit has to say. And just so you know, he's always speaking, he's always revealing, he's always convicting and uprooting. It's every day, always. And so our mindset can never stay the same. We have to have our mind transformed over time, because otherwise we're not open to anything God might want to do. So an example is, if you're not open and you won't even give God an opportunity to show you something new, then when someone else has something new happen, you immediately are offended. They're an occult. They're this, they're that. They start slandering. I hear all kinds of people constantly being slandered. And it's like, I've been slandered because of me talking about dreams and visions and prophetic numbers and whatever. Here's the thing, guys. Talk all you want. Talk is cheap. I live it. The glory realms are real. And the angelic realm is real. Dreams and visions are a gift. It's all real. So here's an example. I started out, I've been a psycho for Jesus since I was radically saved as a teenager. Well, almost 18 years old is when I got radically saved. And I just went full force. I started having prophetic dreams around the age of 20. I probably had them before, but I didn't know that I was having them. Then I started, they were always dreams when I was asleep. Then I started having open visions when I was awake during my prayer time, and things just slowly progressed. If I wasn't willing to let go of old thinking, I would not have been open to the new things God was showing me. I would have been like, what? And am I sure? Am I seeing right? What's happening? I rebuke that. That's the devil. You know, that's what ends up happening. And so we have to allow God to move us from, if you want to call it, one mantle to the other, ascending from level to level. We should want to go to a new level. If we go to a new level, then we should be learning new things, but we have to be open to those things. And so I'm like, I told you guys, I'm going deep with this. It's not that you're letting go of the gift that he gave me, the gift of dreams. I'm not letting go of that mantle. But now he's showing me a new thing and giving me a new aspect of the glory and the way heaven speaks. and I'm going to grab onto it and I'm going to walk in it. But if I had already decided dreams is it, people cannot have visions when they're awake. That is just nonsense. If I thought like that, then I would have a closed mind and then I would never be able to see like I see. And so we have to be willing to let old mindsets. And so that falls in the category of our mind being transformed into the supernatural and understanding the supernatural realm. You guys, I'm shoving so much in here. Just stick with it. But the Lord's like liberty, not just people like me that I've been talking to about pruning, doing different things to get ready for different things. Some of the things he's need you to do is for good new beginnings. He needs us to be open to those and not be like, well, that's not how, this is how I've always done it. Well, you need to get rid of that. Because when you ascend, you have to, everything goes to a different level. He'll give you new ways of doing things, new operating system, new ways of thinking. All of it's got to be reversed, you guys. And so picture the mantle as an old way of thinking. You have to drop that to receive the new mantle and receive a double portion. And what that means is you've made room for the new mantle, and then the double is the growth because you're ascending and you're going higher with him, which means he's taking you more into the knowledge of heaven, what heaven offers, the glory realms, the angelic, the manifestations of his presence, the different ways that he speaks, guys. You know how many people think that it's devil worship to pray in tongues, or we're in a cult? No. It's not anything creepy and weird or nothing. It's literally God. Read the Bible. The Bible is full of prophets who had dreams and visions, and that's how God spoke. And so what makes you think that he changed his mind? That he doesn't do that now. He does. And so, but then he's going to do even more. And so this is where people, I'm throwing a lot in here, guys, but I felt like this is what the Lord told me to talk about with this word, is to help you to get a full picture of how it's not even just a ministry mantle that we carry, like Elijah's mantle and then Elisha getting a double portion of the anointing. Our mindset can be a mantle. It can represent that. A fleshly activity we do that now God is saying, don't do that anymore. I want you to do this instead. And then when you do that and you obey and you make room for that and get rid of that, get rid of the old wineskins, he's gonna fill you with the new, but then now there's room for double, because the second thing is the growth, is the part that you're ascending in. And it is huge, you guys. Elijah had to ascend, and then the mantle had to drop and fall. And then Elisha was able to pick up and then have double. And so it's just a prophetic picture, you guys. And so, but he needs us to be willing to understand what he's doing and to let him do it. And the Lord's like liberty. There's so many people that they want to stay in an old mindset. They limit me. They limit my signs and wonders. They limit what heaven offers because they just will not believe it. They think it's hogwash or it's some weird doctrine. It's not a doctrine. There's no doctrine. The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. The power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you and it lives in me. That is our doctrine. The tomb is empty. Jesus is King. That power, that heavenly power is in us, and we can walk in authority, and it comes with the gifts of the Spirit. It comes with all the different things. And so what happens is if we get our mindset on one thing, we do stay that way for 40 years. And how sad for you if you've been the same way for 40 years. Jesus loves you. I love you. And I know this is like really a punch, you guys. How sad you've been doing that for 20 years and Jesus has not been able to open up your mind enough to get you out of it to the next level so you can ascend. That is sad. And now let me say this. If you want to be like, the Bible don't say that, because I know I have people out there that watch me. Why you watch me, I don't know. But you watch me to judge me and be skeptical. And so, and to act pious and high and mighty. You watch me with the knowledge that you think you already know everything. And I know that because I've heard from some of you. Because you email my ministry. And I love you anyway. And I pray that you get delivered. And so the thing is we can't keep doing the same thing and never have an open mind to what Jesus is doing. Christ was very clear. He said we would do greater things than he did. So if we're supposed to do greater things than what he did, that means there's more things that aren't even in the Bible that have not been written about yet. We're the story now. We're the apostles. We're the prophets. We're the pastors. We're the teachers walking it out. We're the ones releasing it on the earth. Christ was very clear. If you want to think that it's hogwash, read your Bible. And so the Bible's very clear. We would do greater things. Jesus prophesied that out of his own mouth. We would do greater. And so who knows what those things are? Who knows? He said greater things. He rose the dead, you guys. And in our mind, we can't fathom greater. But you have to ascend to fathom greater. You have to be willing to receive all that heaven has to receive that double mantle, that double anointing. He's not going to put it on someone who's not dead. You've got to die slowly to ascend. Elijah had to ascend for Elisha to then to receive the mantle and have her double portion. And so here's just a funny example, because you guys know I'm like punching you hard. But I got to be funny too, because I just have to be. Okay, so some of you might remember a while back I did that video, I don't know when, where I was telling you to clap, break the plans of the enemy. And I kind of did that break the plans of the enemy cheer with you. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me give you an example. This is my own example, okay? I was deep in prayer. And out of nowhere, the Lord says to me, praise, liberty, praise breaks the plans of the enemy. He didn't say worship. He didn't say soaking music. He said, praise breaks the plans of the enemy. And I was like, whoa. And he said, and I was like, whoa. So I got up and I was pacing. I often will pace and pray in the spirit. So I'm like pacing, you know. And he said, clap, liberty. And he literally told me, clap. And I said, okay. And I clapped. And he said, praise breaks the plans of the enemy. Clap, liberty. So I began to clap. Well, guys, don't judge. But I used to be a cheerleader. So because of that, it like became a cheer and a chant and a like an organized clap, because that's what's there. Okay. So I'm pacing and I'm literally, it turned into a cheer, guys. I couldn't help it. Like, it's just in me. Okay. So I'm like, I break the plans of the enemy. I break. And so he literally had me doing that. I did it for like 30 minutes straight. And it would not let up until I broke through. And I literally paced back and forth in my prayer room and did that chant, or that cheer chant. I break, I break, I break the plans of the enemy. I break. Yeah, seriously, I got sassy and I was like telling the devil like it was. And I was clapping and I had like a whole cheer going. And I did it for like 30 minutes straight and I couldn't stop until it was done. and the Lord released me and I broke through, basically, if you want to call it that, or I felt the release of, okay, you can stop now. And so then after I did that for like 30 minutes, then I got the release and I sat down. I was like, okay, God. And that's when he gave me that whole word that I did a video about it. And I showed you guys how to clap. And that week when our staff came together, we always pray and worship together for like 30 or 40 minutes before we start staff. So we come together and I told them, I said, we're not going to necessarily pray or worship like what we think of as worships, the slower songs. I said, we're going to turn on praise and we're going to break the plans of the enemy. And so we turned on praise music. And we together as a team, as a staff, I taught them the chant and I taught them how to clap to it. You guys literally, I know you're probably thinking, wow, that's really weird. That would be really weird to be on your staff. It's actually kind of fun. But anyway, I think it's kind of fun. And so, I'm teaching them this chant and this cheer. And I'm like, we're going to break the plans of the enemy. The Lord said, that's prophetically what we're to do right now. Is break the plans of the enemy. He said, it's time to break the plans of the enemy. And it's getting dark out, you guys. It was not supposed to be getting dark out this soon. So I'm losing light. But you know, there was no embarrassment, you guys, in me doing the clap and me doing the chant. And so that was what I call prophetic intercession, doing a prophetic act with your prayer as the Holy Spirit leads. Now, if I was not open and I've not been willing to grow and ascend and be willing to learn more, I would have never done that. I would have been like, I'm not doing that. That's silly. I'm not going to clap. I'm not going to sing that chant. I'm not going to do that. That's just weird. If I had done that, I would have lost out on the plans of the enemy that were being broken. And then literally, I got together with my staff and we did it, like I said. Then within a couple of days, we began to hear about plans the enemy had being broken. I am not joking. And so then I knew I had to do a word about it. And so, but if I was so stuck on, that's not how you pray. You're not supposed to clap. You're not supposed to declare. That's just weird. So like for me, I would have never had the breakthrough. If I would not have been obedient and clapped. He said, clap, Liberty. Literally the first time he's ever done that. Clap. Praise breaks the plans of the enemy. And I was just like, whoa. And so, and he was dead serious, you guys. And as I prayed it through, I felt a release in the spirit. And I knew major things were happening in the heavenly realms. And so, we have to be willing to let go, not fully let go. It doesn't mean the next day I didn't go back to praying maybe how I normally would have, but I had to be willing for that moment to step out of what you might call normal and do what he's telling me to do. And so that's like picking up a new mantle, letting go of an old way. So for a moment, I let go of my old way of praying how I did it the day before. And I picked up a new way for that day and then taught it to my staff for that week. We focused on breaking the plans of the enemy. And we ended up having testimonies and all kinds of crazy things started happening. And we started seeing all kinds of stuff. And the thing is, you guys, it's powerful to be obedient. The prophets in the Bible did way weirder things than a cheer, clapping chant. And so, but the thing is that's just a prime example of the mindset, the operating system, all the different things that God has got to get us, you guys, to ascend, drop the old thing, so then the new thing can be picked up and become the double portion. And, you know, we want the double. And all of you guys have been like, you know, I'm declaring double. Okay. But you have to ascend and something has to die. Elijah didn't die, but pretty much it's like he died. Something has to die, the Lord said, for you to pick up the double mantle. You have to let the first mantle die to pick up. Okay. And so this is what, let me turn this down. So these are the other verses that he gave me. Then it happened. This is 2 Kings 2:11-13. Then it happened as they continued on, and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared and horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he tore them to pieces, into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elisha that had fallen down, and went and stood by the brook of the Jordan. And so, basically, you guys, this is what transpired with, trying to get some more light going on in here. I don't know if it's going to help. That's what transpired as all that was happening. But what was happening in between was, because I wasn't going to read it all, is Elisha comes up to Elijah and says this, you know, he says, what do you want from me? And he says, well, I want a double portion. And then Elijah tells him, okay, but nevertheless, you're asking for a very hard thing. And so we sometimes have to let go. And sometimes that letting go is old bondages, old baggage, old operating system, old ways of thinking, old ways of doing things, old ways of believing. God can never bring in the new if we're not willing to, for a moment, shift what we've always done to make room for the new thing. We have to shift things from how we've always done them and make room for the new thing, make room, you know, for the double mantle, make room for whatever additions God wants to bring to your life. It's what you have to do. And it's very, very important, guys. Like for me, he didn't ask me to clap and do that for weeks and weeks. It was like 3 days in a row, though. He was like, Liberty, break the plans of the enemy. And so it was like 3 days of declaring. And I have no problem because I was a cheerleader. So I'm not super bashful, like really a lot bashful. I might not always be talky-talky. That's the prophetic side of me. Sometimes I'm just like need to be away from people. And I'm like, don't talk to me for 3 days. I need no humans near me. But outside of that, in general, you know, I'm not super bashful. So, the thing is, he's going to ask us to come out of our comfort zone. He's going to ask us to think differently, to receive the new thing. It doesn't mean we don't ever, like I said, pray like we used to pray. It's not like everything is going to always be a clap and a cheer and a chant, but it just means for that moment, God needs you to step into heaven with him and be willing to do what's necessary to receive the double. And so, it's an amazing thing, you guys, and I'm going to have to go because it is really getting dark. But I just hope that this word blessed you on understanding that as you're in this transition, it is very, very, very important. And just like Elijah said to him, you're asking, it's getting really dark, guys. You're asking for a very hard thing. And so, that means I'm saying to you, and the Lord is saying that he knows that letting go of that old mantle, that old operating system, that old relationship, that old way of thinking, those old bondages, those things that you need to be delivered from. I know it's dark, you guys. I'm sorry. That light is like right in my face. He knows. But it is a hard thing to ask for double, you guys. So if you're declaring double all day long, great. More power to you. Declare the double. But at the same time, remember, you've got to let something die. You've got to let go of the old mantle to pick up the new so it can become double. And just like Elijah said to him, man, you're asking a hard thing. And so, you have to understand there's a price to pay to ascend, to become new, to get a new mind, to get new thoughts, new ways. You have to have, your mind has got to be open to all that heaven offers, guys. That's very, very important that your mind and your heart is open. And so we have to be willing to be open. It's been super rainy here. It's Florida, you guys. 1 minute it's super sunny and the next minute it's like a hurricane, for real. And it could be annoying. So I'm here, it's supposed to be not even dark yet, and but it's been pouring rain and it's overcast, so it's like, you know. So let's pray, you guys, and register for the conference so that you get a seat and it's guaranteed. Number two, don't forget, in the description down below is the books that I'm doing with my family. And just so you know, the worship time, people have asked me about that too. You do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. I've been doing 20 minutes of worship, 20 minutes of praying in tongues. But then like this week, the Lord told me to do soaking tongues and to do soaking music or worship, and to soak instead of doing whatever else. And so there's, you know, it depends on what he tells you. I get up and I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to do with them today? I'm not just, my mind's not just set on, I'm doing this for 30 years. And so I want him, he knows what we need, and he knows what they need and what I need to pour into them as a part of what I'm doing. And so you do what the Lord leads you to do for the worship time, whether he tells you to soak or he tells you to have them pray in tongues. You know, you just obey the Holy Spirit. And so, okay, guys, you guys ready? I'm going to pray. Hopefully I can fix the lighting towards the end of this on the video. But let's pray. If you're not driving, lift your hands. And, you guys, man, what a beautiful thing to have a double portion. Amen. I want a double portion. I want, all that God has for me. And I want to ascend. And I don't want anything to own me other than Jesus. And a new beginning will most likely come with a new mantle, a new call, as in you're being shifted and there's a new thing. And this is the season we're in, guys. And he wants us to not let anything of this world own us, not let old mantles, old callings own us to such a point that we can't let him add to, and we can't make room for him to add to. It's very necessary. If you want double, you have to make room for double. A double of all that God has and what he wants to do. Amen. So let's just pray right now. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. Man, I can feel the glory. Lord, we just say to you, we want to ascend. We want to let go. We're willing to die, Lord, to let anything die. Mindsets, old operating systems, closing old doors, letting go of baggage, even letting go of old things that are awesome and fruitful still, to pick up a new mantle and to receive double, Lord, to have that mantle turn into double. Let go of the old mantle, Lord. We say we will let go of it. We don't want anything to own us except for you, Jesus. And we will let go of the old mantle to pick up the new and then have double. And Lord, we say, do what you need to do in us. Show us and teach us how to ascend. Help us to let go and to die. Basically, let things die that need to die. Old religion, old spirits that have controlled us, Jezebel, Absalom, rejection, fear, all the things, Lord, we say, take them off of us. We release everything to you. We let go so we can ascend and we can pick up the mantle and have a double of what you have for us, Lord. We're willing to let go of the old to receive the new. We're willing to let go of the old to make room for the new, Lord. Help us to do that, Lord. Give us the strength to know the difference, to see what you're doing and to understand it and do it with joy. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Lord, I just release fresh oil over every person. Woo! As they pick up that mantle, Lord, as they allow the old to go and they pick up the new, Lord, I just release a double portion anointing over every person at the sound of my voice, that you prepare them to make room, Lord, for double, because you do have double for them. You have double for me, Lord. And Lord, I just release the double over them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I love you guys. I'm going to go. Be blessed. Oh, also, Pakistan. We're still raising funds for Pakistan. You can give. You can send a check. Everything you need to know on how to give is below in the description of this video. Okay. Or in the podcast. You guys can, those listening by podcast, spiritmove.global, or you can mail a check, but you have to go to the website to find all that info. Anyway, I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.